So our next presenter is Dr. Catherine Luchek. She's a research professor at the University of South Carolina. She's in anthropology and an adjunct professor in women and gender studies. She has over 20 years of experience working in applied research, program planning, implementation, and evaluation. Her specialty is women's health. She's conducted research and published concerning women's reproductive health, health disparities, health during pregnancy, postpartum, and prematurity prevention, and she has taught courses exploring these issues. Dr. Luchek.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm going to be talking about health and childbirth policies, and particularly we're looking at how physicians and midwives, both certified nurse midwives and direct entry midwives, see their relationships have congruence and discord across several things. And I'd like to recognize Georgia Frohman, who was an honor student. This was actually her research, and did her honors thesis. She's now in France. So she can't be here. I'm presenting for her. I directed the honors thesis. And then Jennifer Reynolds was the second reader, and we were all in the Department of Anthropology at the time. So nothing to disclose. So why is it important to look at these issues? Well, we've had problems with, particularly in rural areas, having shortages of obstetricians for many years. And the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, has really expanded that as a crisis in maternity care. We're seeing vast shortages in particularly physicians who are doing deliveries. And ACA also is promoting having mid-level folks, like nurse midwives, to take up some of the slack here. So in many countries, midwives are the main birth attendants, and that's not so common here, but is something that might be necessary. So this idea is, we all know that collaboration across birth providers is really essential for good patient care. But there have been historically many problems here in the United States between medicine and midwifery, having sometimes very different views about what is proper, what is safe, sometimes the suggestions that competition might be an issue. So it was important, I think, at this point in time to begin to look at how these different providers saw each other and what relationships they had. A major tension we wanted to look at too is the tension over home birth, which is mainly direct entry midwives versus hospital birth. So this was an anthropology thesis, and so critical medical anthropology was the basis theoretically. And one of the things that critical medical anthropology does is look at the culture of different kinds of systems. In this case, the culture of Western biomedicine was explored. And the books here, Bridget Jordan, a seminal work, Birth Across Four Cultures, and Robbie Davis Floyd's work on looking specifically at the American birth systems were things that were important to give us some starting points for this research. So Bridget Jordan presented a long time ago this idea of authoritative knowledge. And authoritative knowledge is not necessarily the most correct knowledge or what is based on science or anything like that, but it is the knowledge that participants agree count in a particular situation. And so different people can have different ideas of what is the authoritative knowledge, and there can also be interactions between people about how they look at this idea. And so this was an important idea for this research. The other thing that was very important was looking at what we call paradigmatic differences in medical and midwifery models. This is something that Davis Floyd projected in her work. And this really looks at a dichotomy. It's more a continuum, and you have practitioners falling at different ideas along this way. But basically, what she coined the idea of technocratic birth, which was heavy duty on the medical model, versus holistic or more midwifery care. So basically, just to go through briefly, the technocratic thinks that birth is inherently pathological, it's an emergency waiting to happen. It's extremely important to have the most technology, particularly surgical technology, C-section, the supreme. Technology is very valued. Not so worried about the ambiance of an environment, as long as there's technology available and the practitioners that can do it. Vaginal birth after C-section is considered really high risk, and only surgical trained physicians can handle it, and it's a very doctor-focused kind of idea. Whereas holistic tends to say that birth is inherently normal, 75% of all births you could probably do by yourself, and that there's a lot of sufficiency in nature. If you let nature take its course, a lot of things could be avoided that are currently problems. That experiential knowledge and apprenticeship is very important. Actually going out and doing births is how you actually learn about helping women through the birthing process. That the environmental ambiance is very key. It has to be a place where a woman feels centered and safe to have the most efficacious birth outcomes. That vaginal birth after cesarean is low risk and fairly normal and can be handled outside of a hospital, and that it's very mother-focused instead of doctor-focused. So what were some of the research questions that we had? Really very interested in looking at how midwives and physicians view their relationship in a very broad way, and what factors might affect their relationship, most notably, how are they looking at information and experience, how are they looking at competition between them, how are they looking at laws and regulations, and if they had any paradigmatic, pardon me to say, kinds of differences. And so also, where did they perceive areas of divergence, as well as where did they converge on some of these things? So this was a methodology of qualitative research. It was a convenience sampling and didn't chain sampling, where some people that she interviewed led to other people that she could interview. It was semi-structured interviews, but largely narrative, open-ended. But she followed several issues that she wanted to explore. She talked to 5 physicians, 3 who were OBGYNs and 2 that were family care practitioners who were still delivering babies. That's getting more and more rare. 3 certified professional midwives, as they call themselves, were referred to mainly as certified nurse midwives, as lay midwives. That's not commonly used anymore, but that's, you're going to see, and that's what they said. They were all home birth practitioners, but they're all they all go through an apprenticeship program, and they were certified by their by MANA, which is their certifying body. Then 2 certified nurse midwives, and nurse midwives are RNs first, and then do extended training on pregnancy, birth, and women's health. And these were both in-hospital practitioners. The data was then reviewed. I did a subset of some of the data to follow up, and Georgia did most of the coding. She looked at inductive coding that was derived from the data, along with deductive coding, which was kind of our preordained questions, because some things developed outside of what she had anticipated. To get an idea of the notions of authoritative knowledge in midwife and physician interactions, divergence was mostly looking at where we had tension, where we had disagreements, and convergence, where we had harmony and agreement, with the idea that these would maybe be keys where we could have more seamless care across these different practitioners. So looking at the data now and results, we had some divergence of the models of birth and authoritative knowledge, and you can see across these 3 types. The blue is the medical model. 4 out of 5 physicians fell very strongly in the technocratic or medical model. Formal training was key. They valued knowledge of pathology first, and technology and surgery. They also felt that they held the most authoritative knowledge. Certified nurse midwives in the green also thought the formal training was extremely important. They, though, had a mixed value. They thought that normal and natural birth processes was important knowledge, but also that pathology and technology were equally important. And they saw much more of the physician and CNM authoritative knowledge held equally. Again, physicians, they were the top dogs, but CNM saw an equal relationship. And then in the more pink here, we have midwifery model and knowledge. Both certified professional midwives and one of the physicians, who was a family physician, Dr. Black, were very much in this camp. And they were interested in experiential and formal training together, feeling that those were important and equally important. The value of the normal and natural, that's where they practice, and that's what they know. And that the knowledge and authoritative was, they had the authoritative knowledge out of the hospital, and the physicians had the in-hospital knowledge, so they recognized both forms. Some of the divergence that we also saw were physicians preferred CNMs over CPMs. The medical model requires that all types of midwives required supervision. CNMs thought very strongly that their direct entry, they call them lay midwives, should not be practicing at all. Direct entry midwives thought that there could be egalitarian cooperation, and that all midwives thought physician knowledge of surgery and all that was important, and thus they couldn't compete directly with physicians because that was the knowledge that they didn't have. Physicians were very into supervision. They wanted backup oversight, to a lesser degree partnership. That was mainly Dr. Black coming in with that idea. CNMs thought, in addition, they had a symbiotic and a financial benefit to the physicians they practiced with. Direct entry said not so good relationships often. Transfers, hospital transfers, when there was a problem in a home birth, was a key place that there were lots of problems. However, one of the physicians, Dr. Black again, said that he thought direct entry midwives were the best thing since oxygen. And so physicians had more variation because we had a real pro home birth guy in the physician camp. CNMs really talked about collaboration and mutual respect and recognized that physician supervision was key. CPMs thought the collaborative physicians, consulting, collaborating, not supervising them, but also mutual respect, and noticed that that was hard to find that kind of physician to work with. So what were some of the ideal midwife-physician relationships? Convergence, everybody thought collaboration was important. Mutual respect was something everyone talked about. Continuity of care, very key. And patient safety. Where did they diverge? They thought different things meant safety, and they thought that continuity was different. Either very heavy on the supervision idea meant continuity, or collaboration. And of course, home versus hospital, big disagreements on that. Physician safety, the medical model, home birth was unsafe, access to surgery was safety. And autonomous midwives were not safe. CPMs thought that home birth was essentially safe, and they said safety was the ability to transfer seamlessly. And CNMs said hospital is the safest place for birth. Here's, I'm not going to read these, but Dr. Galveston was telling us some things where she said, where is safety, and where even when it looks like everything's normal, it can go bad in a hurry. So that's why you have to be in the hospital. As far as continuity and integration, that meant safety, but for physicians it was supervision. For CPMs it was egalitarian collaboration and ability to transfer seamlessly. And CNMs thought to align with physicians and to supervise and equally collaborate. Divergent ideas of safety and how to really look at supervision versus autonomy was another thing. CPM wanted less restrictive laws. They wanted to know that they had enough training to not need constant supervision, and they wanted guidelines that everybody would understand about transfer. And then again, we had stricter regulations on CPMs by the other two groups. So competition was not that big a deal. Mostly they thought it was not very important. There might be some potential in the future competition, but variation mostly in the physician group. All the midwives didn't see much issue in competition at all. There was a lack of common set of practices governing interactions when we came to home birth transfers, and physicians were often unaware of what the rules were in that. So here's a direct entry midwife talking about some problems that she had and negative experiences. And I'm just going to have to go through this really quickly. There also are issues again with transfers. I call it a train wreck by the obstetrician. There's lack of mutually agreed on practices, and there can be good and bad, and mainly a good thing for a direct entry midwife is to not be dismissed and have her records be accepted. And we would just talk about the limitations. It was a small non-random sample. We can't generalize the results. We actually didn't get saturation either. I think there's a lot more range, particularly in CNMs, than we were able to get, and more range in physicians as well. Probably some in direct entry. There are also more birth centers coming online, and so that might change things as well. So conclusions, the differences in their paradigms are very important. They're sources of tension, but there's also places of harmonious relationships, and I think if we're looking at trying to expand services throughout the United States, that we need to look more at having people work together and have that seamless care that everybody seems to want to talk about. And we need more interviews and ways to address these differences in a positive working environment.